Former Boston Red Sox and Montreal Expos pitcher Bill Spaceman Lee is expanding on his storied baseball legacy by throwing a curveball into Vermont politics. He is the Vermont Liberty Union Party's candidate for governor. Lee says he's seeking the state's top office because one of the founders of the party asked him to run.
I don't want to, but I had to. Peter Diamondstone asked me to, and it's probably one of his last requests. And I went back home and read Plato's The Republic section on the art of governing, and young Plato sitting on Socrates' knee, and basically Socrates says, you know, it's the worst thing you can do is when asked to run and you don't. And when I read those words, then I was very upset, but I knew I had to do it.
So as an athlete, and with everything that you've experienced in your past, what kind of skills would you bring to Vermont as governor?
I believe I'm compassionate. I throw strikes. I keep the ball down. I don't alibi. I hustle. Those were written on my glove when I was a child, and I think they're the prerequisites. And I'm well known to the point where I can go around and show the qualities and praise the state of Vermont. That's basically what a governor is. I know George Bush, all he did was kiss babies and shake hands. You know, I'm knowledgeable. I know economics. I know education. I know Donnell's Meadows and Dennis from the Rome Club. I'm a Limits to Earth guy. I'm a Buckminster Fuller guy. I'm well-read and probably the most pragmatic guy that's out there.
So, Bill Spaceman Lee, what are the key issues you would focus on as governor?
Water, mostly clean water, clean air. I'm a foundational guy. I believe it's the earth first, the animals, the trees, everything second, and humans who seem to have a good capacity for destroying both are third. So, I believe that you have to have a sound foundation before you can build anything else. So I'm going to make sure that the bovine growth hormones are out of the dairies. I'm going to make sure that this is a totally organic state and try to get that. I'm going to recycle as much as I can. It takes five times less energy to recycle than it does to make an aluminum can. I'm going to ban Bud Light. I don't like Bud Light. I like all the mini brews we have here, and I'm going to make people buy Vermont. And, you know, if you buy Vermont, the money stays in the state.
The Liberty Union platform talks about free universal health care for all. The health care exchange in Vermont has been a huge issue. What would you do to deal with that and move Vermont forward?
Well, basically, I'm going to erase the border between Quebec and here, and we're going to go up there and get the $18, you know, x-ray. We're going to get the tamoxifen and all the drugs up there for 10 cents on the dollar that Bernie Sanders proposed a long time ago. You know, I said, why did we break away from that? A majority of the people of Vermont live in the north. You know, I'm going to get a relationship with Quebec. There's only 627,000 of us, and try and find some way. Thomas Naylor basically said it. We're going to have to be prepared for the future. If the rest of the United States collapses, we're not going down with them.
And school funding is also a huge issue. How would you deal with that?
You know, brick-and-mortar schools are basically unnecessary. You've got Khan Academy, which deals with most of all subjects, you know, and everybody's going to be online in the next few years, future and stuff. And I think with all this free stuff out there, we're going to find a way to basically get kids and families to do it themselves. I think the whole concept of teaching is going to be different in the future. I know what the future is going to look like because everybody's going to be cradle to grave, you know, with that computer in their hand.
The legislature is looking at expanding the recreational marijuana law. How do you think Vermont should approach things?
I think hemp clothes, hemp rope, Charlotte's Web, the anti, you know, epilepsy drug. I think there's tons of, you know, marketability there. And, you know, I'm I used to smoke a lot when I was younger, but I don't really do it anymore. I believe in edibles. I believe in, you know, stuff that allows you to sleep at night without having to drink a fifth of, you know, Jack Daniels or something like that. So, you know, it's definitely not the terrible scourge that Hollywood made it out to be.
Well, with the recreational marijuana, some folks are saying that Vermont should wait until we see the full impacts that's going on in Colorado and Washington. Do you think that Vermont should be waiting?
Full impact, because they're making a lot of money and we're not. So I think the full impact already out there. People are gonna want to partake in a lot of, you know, things. You got to legalize drugs. The drug enforcement program under Nixon and Art Fuss, the drug czar and stuff, that stuff did not work. All it did was create, you know, more incarcerations of people, and we're the highest incarceration rate in the world. So we got to get away from that.
What other issues would be of great importance to you?
Left foot braking, that, and they're driving and multitasking. We got to do away with multitasking. Those are terrible issues. I watch. That's why a lot of the accidents occur and stuff. So
I'm curious, how exactly will your name appear on the ballot? Will it be Bill Spaceman Lee?
No, I think it'll be Bill Lee. I think you have to have a spaceman to run this planet. I think they should write me in as president along with Charles Barkley, because, you know, I am a globalist at first, and I see the Earth, and you got to get someone that's up above the Earth looking down to run it. You know, most people say we do have something. It's God. Well, I believe in God. You know, she's black and her name is Lucy, and she's not that quite happy right now.
Bill Spaceman Lee is the Liberty Union candidate for Vermont governor. He faces Democrat Sue Minter and Republican Phil Scott in the November 8th general election. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.